Good morning, it's 7:06. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us on the line, as he does each Tuesday, is Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Albany Times-Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Ian.
Well, Mike, you've got a man on the ground in Tampa. Tell us about the new rules that the New York delegation is facing at the GOP convention.
Well, you know, late-night parties are a big part of any national political convention, and often they're sponsored by corporations and lobby groups. And in the case of the New York delegates down in Tampa this week, some of them are facing some legal and ethical dilemmas because they are also elected officials, and they'll be subject to maybe some different and tighter sets of rules and ethics standards that were designed to insulate public officials from the lubricating influence of money. Jimmy Vielkind, our Capitol reporter, is down there reporting that New York has more than two dozen elected office holders at the convention, right from Senate Majority Leader Dean Skelos to Assemblyman George Amador from Rotterdam, and they're all subject to an absolute gift ban by anyone having business before state government. They're allowed to have a $15 food and beverage allowance under a revision last year to the state's tough lobbying laws, and they can participate in a reception that is, quote, widely attended. And I guess that means more than 25 lawmakers were invited in good faith, and there's other people there, too. And who's really policing all this? Not so sure.
Jimmy is.
Yes, that's right. He's reporting it to all of our readers. Politicians, like all the other delegates and people related to the convention, are attending parties that are hosted by corporations. And some, when there's financial disclosures, some names will pop up, things like Busch Gardens, Bacardi, America's Natural Gas Alliance is sponsoring some things. And you can expect similar sponsorships next week when the Democrats gather in Charlotte, where parties and events are also being privately sponsored too, and any elected officials from New York there, and there'll be many, will be subject to them. For example, they'll be going to parties hosted by Google, who is also sponsoring events at the Republican convention. So they're down there, they're having a good time selecting their party standard bearer, but they're also have to watch what they do so they stay within New York laws that will affect them even when they're out of state.
Well, on this week when we're paying attention to the path of Storm Isaac, it's time to remember Irene from a year ago. Tell us about Prattsville.
Yeah, this week we've been, since Sunday, kind of looking back at 1 year ago when Tropical Storm Irene did strike a lot of communities around the Capital Region. And today's piece by Brian Fitzgerald looks at Prattsville in Greene County, which was especially hard hit when the Schoharie Creek overflowed its banks last year. People are optimistic that it will survive and come back, but it's slow going.
Well, for more on these stories, you can pick up a copy of the Times Union or surf on over to timesunion.com. We've been speaking with Mike Spain, the associate editor of the Times Union. Thanks, as always, Mike.
Thank you, Ian.